This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last few visits, we amplified the power of remembering and the debilitating drain of being ashamed as we endeavored to keep the faith. Paul continues to encourage Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 by explaining the disciplines necessary to stay the course. Paul points out the importance of appreciating your support base. There were those who stood with Timothy when he responded to the call to join Paul and Silas on their missionary journey. Paul was his spiritual father and mentor over the years. I'm sure there were many others who supported and prayed for him. Another discipline is learning how to depend upon the indwelling Holy Spirit who enabled him to run the race. It is good, Paul declares, to reaffirm your salvation and partnership in the work you are doing for God. Remind yourself that God has a purpose for your life and will provide His grace to carry it out. In Timothy's case, he developed into a mature and effective herald of the good news, much like his mentor, Paul. In this chapter, Paul encourages Timothy to reflect on two examples not to follow and two examples to follow. The two not to follow were Phygellus and Hermogenes, who along with others from Asia deserted Paul in his time of need. Paul reminded Timothy of the many things he shared with him as they traveled and served together. In addition, Paul reminds him of the peerless and fearless example of Onesiphorus, who was such a help to Paul in prison in Rome, and a great example while he lived with his family in Ephesus.